latest team news from clubcall.com.
Hello, it's a very warm welcome along to this latest Manchester United news bulletin. We start with news concerning United boss Jose Mourinho, and he still retains the support of the Reds hierarchy despite a poor start to the season. Well, after a summer of discontent in the transfer market, United have lost two of their first three matches of a Premier League campaign for the first time since the 1992-93 season. Well, it was Sir Alex Ferguson's men who went on to win the title that term, but there are a few signs that under fire Mourinho can lead the team to league glory this season. Well, it was a 3-2 defeat to Brighton that sparked questions about Mourinho's tenure. That was followed by a much better performance against Tottenham, but United were still on the wrong side of a 3-0 scoreline. Well, despite the back-to-back defeats, the hierarchy at United are still believed to be backing the Portuguese tactician, and he will be hoping that he can turn things around this weekend when United make the short trip to Burnley. Well, moving on to other reports coming out of Old Trafford, and it's thought that United Chiefs would be forced to pay out £15 million if they do decide to sack Jose Mourinho. Well, as I said, the manager is under pressure after those recent performances. There is thought to be simmering tension between him and United Executive Vice Chairman Ed Woodward, who is also understood to be reaching boiling point, having missed out on his preferred summer transfer targets. Well, United insiders have pointed out that when Mourinho signed his contract extension earlier this year, his agent, Jorge Mendes, was also able to negotiate a clause which means United agreed to pay up a year's salary, which equates to £15 million, should the board decide to show him the door before the summer of 2019.